Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Yes, Just Talk with Sam podcast. If you are listening, you can hear the stuff behind me. We are live at the WAP, downtown Ferndale, doing it for our fifth anniversary show, live in front of a crowd, and we're having fun. You can kind of faintly, if you hear it, the guys from Real Sports are in the middle of their podcast right now, and they are doing a great job. You can catch them at realsports.com. They are also joining us with this. Actually, this is kind of a two-parter. You can go over to Real Sports because we reference a lot of stuff in Real Sports, and they reference us and the web and the whole thing. I'm not from the future. I just know that's just how it works, and mainly because I just heard them say it. Also, we got a few spots. We're doing this completely free. This is for the fans. We're having a great time here. All of this has been brought to you by you by going to samshownation.com. Those who want to, you can still go on samshownation.com. Click the donate button and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Or you could go to samshownation.com, click the store link, and shop for whatever you want to shop for, whether that be t-shirts, old school episodes, archived episodes. You can hear us on iTunes, Stitcher, Zoom, if you still got one. Go hit the podcast link. All the stuff are there. I got a few sponsors. I got to do this quick because in a few minutes I'm going to be live, and I kind of got to do that. So first sponsor comes from the good folks at Adidas. Hey, Adidas want to pose a question. What's the most iconic sneaker from Adidas? I'll give you a few hints. It's a brand with three stripes. It's been around since 1969. They're also known as Shell Tone. Iconic celebrities also rock these shoes. Most notably, Run DMC, Missy Elliott, Pharrell Williams, David Beckham, even characters from Grand Theft Auto. You guessed it. It is the original Adidas Superstar. And those shoes have been around since 1969. If you go to samshownation.com, click the promotions page. You can see it on our page. Click the Adidas link and you can see a quick video entitled The Original Superstar. It features Pharrell Williams, Rita Ora, David Beckham, Damian Lillard, and a few other people. It talks about shoes. You can check it out by going to samshownation.com. Click the Adidas link on the current promotions page. And you can buy some if you want to. It's right there. So go to samshownation.com, click the Adidas link, and watch this short video. I mean, it's going to school you on some Adidas. In fact, I'm so inclined to buy some. My son actually has some right now. He's wearing them right now. Me personally, I didn't get the shell toes. I got the ATGs. But hey, it is what it is. I may even rock some shell toes. I seen the thing with Pharrell, and he makes some good points. So go to samshownations.com on the current promotions page. Click the Adidas link and watch the short video. You can also go to samshownation.com on the current promotions page and click the good folks at Dollar Rent a Car. It's almost up. The March promotion of saving 10% on any weekly rental is almost up because March is always almost up. Go to Dollar Rent a Car under the current promotions page at samshownation.com and you can save 10% on your next weekly rental, whether that be a compact car, midsize, premium, or SUVs. All you got to do is when you go through samshownation.com, click the Dollar Rent a Car link and put in the promo code MWK10. That is Marcus Williams Keller and the numbers 10 MWK10. Dollar Rent a Car, samshownation.com. Our next guys are the good folks at flower.com. Easter's right around the corner. Yes, it is. It's actually next week. Now think about it. And the best way to get your house right, to get yourself right, is to go to flowers.com. Springtime is here. You want to show some blooms. You want to show a lot of the cool stuff that you do. You just decorate your house with a bunch of festive colors. You can do that with flower.com. Go to samshownation.com on the current promotion page. Click the flower.com link and shop whatever you want, whether that be some Easter bouquets, whether that be some gift baskets. Maybe you want to get an Easter basket there. You can. And if you any order over $50, put in the offer code CHARMING and save yourself 10%. No, save yourself $10. And you can do that. And they got the number right there if you want to talk to a live person. But go to samshownation.com, click the flower.com link so you can get in on the savings. And last and certainly not least, this show wouldn't be possible without a great help from the granddaddy of them all. That is Amazon.com. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link on the homepage, current promotions page, and you can shop for whatever you want. My niece just had a birthday. Hey, Gabby. And I exclusively bought her gifts from Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. You heard me. I did that. Being a good uncle, went to SamShowNation.com, clicked the Amazon link, shopped as I normally would, looked after my niece, looked after your loved ones, looked after myself. I bought myself some stuff there, too. So go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link on the homepage, current promotions page, and get yourself something nice. All right, well, I'm going to reset these mics. It looks like the guys from Real Sports are wrapping up. So I will see you guys live in a few seconds. This is Just Talk with Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
All right! Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up! Clap it up! Oh my God! This is so great, man. Thank you guys so much for another edition of the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Clap it up, man! Clap it up! I mean, oh my God! 5 years! 5 years! 5 years! 5 years! 5 years! Oh, man. I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now, having a room full of people that I like and just being around and all this brotherhood and sisterhood, too. Come on, I know. I've been further there. I get it. All right. Dude, this is such a great honor just to be around you guys and we can have a live podcast. We can do some cool stuff. But I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the people who came on right before me, the good folks from Real Sports Podcast. Come on, let them hear it. Let them hear it. Let's get a check on their sports podcast. Real Sports Podcast. Real Sports Podcast. Oh, my God. I like working in front of a crowd because, well, shit like that happens. Now, normally we open up the podcast, especially live ones, with Q's and A's, but y'all mind if we skip that one? Unless y'all got questions? Anyone got questions?
Yeah.
No one got questions? All right, great. Wait, what?
We got a question.
What? Question?
My question was, can I say
one? Yes, you can talk on mic.
Oh, my question was, when are you changing the name of the show to Just Talking with Sam and Tasha?
Serious questions only. Serious questions.
Serious questions. As much work as I do for this show.
I'm just going to shut that mic off right now. All right. Now we're back. We can all feel free to skip the Q&A part. Okay, cool. So what we're going to do.
Question.
Oh, Matt.
When you change the name.
Little note.
So it has in every one of them.
All right. Little small note. during sound check, one of our faithful mics died on us. It happens. So this is now the audience participation line. So we're going to ask some audience participation. I'm going to point to the crowd about participation and blah, 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 blah. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, look, seriously, 5 years is a great undertaking. Thank you guys for being for the ride for 5 years. This all started with me being the dumb guy sitting back in his den and talking. And someone had the good, okay, someone had the, you know, maybe we should hit a record button, and then it went on the internet, internet being what it is. It's been an awesome thing, man. And
what happened to the very first show that you recorded?
It's still somewhere on the internet somewhere. I mean,
you won't let me hear it. That's why I wanted to know.
Yeah, it sucks. I've just got to be honest with you. Like, I sit back and I listen to myself from now and 5 years ago. It's a huge difference, like, quality-wise. Like, it sucks. Like, so I hope no one finds it on the internet, but it's somewhere out there. And quite honestly, I mean, this is great. And I'm loving this moment right now that we can do this for 5 years, because Monday morning is going to suck because the internet being what it is, like, oh my God, Sam, you changed. You changed, dog. You changed. You jumped the shark after 5 years, man. I mean, like, this was so much better. It was so much better when you was back in the den. You got guests and shit. Who the fuck you think you are? I mean, like, come on, man. Man, you changed.
You got the love.
It's no more love after, like, today, after the, like, 5 year anniversary. This is us jumping the shark, and we gotta get the fuck out of here. So, like, I'm ready for the hate on social media. So, I I'm ready for it, because that's the only way it can happen. I want. Speaking of the hate of social media, Jesus.
Now, no
more. Oh, speaking of the hate on social media, if you guys listen to the Real Sports Podcast, you can see me lose roughly 10 to 15 pounds, and someone just pumped me, like, live.
I got a question.
Yeah, we got a question from Matt.
I need to know how to lose 10 to 15 pounds.
Play against Odell Beckham Jr. with that fucking catch. Jesus Christ. No shit.
10 to 15 pounds set.
But in all seriousness, we're going to get this podcast up and rolling. We're going to do this thing, because it wouldn't be a podcast without you guys. It wouldn't be, because this whole thing started with my friends. It was just me sitting around talking with my friends. And one of the people who've been with the podcast for the longest, I feel weird kind of introducing her, mainly because she's been on mic twice. All right, but everybody, give a nice round of applause. You guys can start clapping right now for my buddy, my pal, my wife. She, you know what? It wouldn't be a Just Talk With Sam podcast if we didn't do the rule. Two real credits, one fake credit. So I want to introduce this woman. Proud one of my life. You know her from her own podcast and blog, The N Word. Calm down, Ferndale. Her name's Natasha. The N Word blog. She also has a very special blog, and quite honestly, a one woman show. I'm not cleaning the goddamn thing. One woman struggle against a fucking tyrant. Give it up for my wife, executive producer of the show, Tasha.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
Styling, but I'm living it up in the right city. Now. Like,
the hood girl, that was for me.
No, here's my thing with that song. Like, I understand Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson. That's one of my wife's favorite songs as of late. But quite honestly,
no.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm not feeling that song because we've heard it before. I mean, like, that song has been around for about 4 years.
No, I haven't. That's not,
I mean,
new.
Really?
No, I haven't. Nope, I'm not. That's blasphemous.
What's interesting about this whole thing, we've had this conversation at home.
That's blasphemous.
All right, let me put it like this. Let me put it in words you can understand. This is that same song. That same song from
why
the Super
singing?
Bowl. This
singing?
Is that
why
same song. That same
why
song from Trinidad James. This is that same song.
Why
that same
singing?
Song from iTunes. But he's gonna charge a dollar extra. He's gonna charge a dollar extra.
Why are you singing?
It's
you
Saturday
singing?
Night. Is it the spot? He got
singing?
My credit card.
Where's the credit card?
Don't believe me, just watch.
That I like, so
oh my God, that is the same. So, like, you should be giving Trinidad James his
not,
props.
You know what?
Because oh my God, it's so many people who got ownership to that song.
But
like,
what?
How is this not a thing?
Don't blame Bruno Mars for Mark Ronson playing. Okay?
Are you serious?
Yep.
Like Marvin Gaye just went through it. Old what's his face? Sam Smith, the other guy you like, just went through it. It's only a matter of time. Bruno Mars, he gonna have his thing.
Hey, hate all you want. Bruno Mars is a dick.
How is that hating? I'm giving facts.
You don't
I'm
talk
giving
about
like,
Bruno Mars. You don't talk about Jesus, Michael Jackson, or Bruno Mars.
These
you don't
are
talk
cold,
about those three
hard,
people.
Unrefutable facts at this point.
You don't talk about those people. Talk about anybody else. No Jesus. No Michael Jackson.
Look, here it is. Look, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not
it's
gonna
cool.
lie about
I'm
this.
I'm good. He can reach what you need him to reach. That's a good height. 4'10", that's a good height. Hey.
See, I like this in front of a live show. You just wrong as hell. We all know the Holy Trinity or who we are not supposed to fuck with.
That's for me.
All right, we can talk about anybody on this podcast. It's just three people you don't talk about because, well, the emails are going to come. You've seen them when we talk about somebody that we don't
yes,
like. Or
unfortunately.
Someone. The Holy Trinity is this. We don't talk about God. We don't talk about President Obama and Beyonce. Those are the three people we do not fuck with on this podcast because it's coming. It's coming. It's like, for real, we don't talk about. Look,
hey,
I'm down to be high. I'm down to be high.
Hey,
that's your girl. Say nice things about Beyonce. She's
no.
listening. She's. Look, you got to calm down.
No.
You know, her whole thing is like a
I
spiritual.
I like Beyonce, so I'm cool. But
it's like a spiritual thing. Be like, calm, cool.
I wouldn't say all that.
Are you cool?
Are you
cool?
But
I am Beyonce.
Let's just come
right
on.
Now.
Let's,
okay.
Beyonce.
I am
Beyonce.
I am Beyonce.
Beyonce then. All right, come on.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, man. See, that's what I talk about right now. This is why I like having my wife on the podcast. Because
I know. That's why I should be called Just Talking with Sam and Tasha.
I slow you up.
I got one. I got two.
Let's go ahead
and do it. I'm ready. For the ceremonial name change of this show.
And it's only appropriate that you are here. This is, well, our fifth anniversary because, quite honestly, we weren't going to do a live podcast for the fifth anniversary.
No, we were not.
We were going to do a lot of other stuff. On that list was actually karaoke.
We are fans of karaoke, but then I thought against karaoke because I thought about Sam singing shirtless Pat Benatar songs after Five Jack and Coke.
Oh, we are young!
And there you have
heartache
it.
Heartache to heartache, we stand
That's,
strong!
This is why we don't do karaoke.
Because love is a battlefield. Boy, after like six Jack and Cokes, that is my shit!
And it's funny because he always wants to my sing songs by women.
My mom has a Pat Benatar song.
That's what I'm talking about, man. All right.
We're giving out
just
him giving out a shirt.
All right, I mean, like the white motherfucking shirt. All right, I'm just saying.
And since we're on it, me and Sam were having a debate. We just
look. Pat
to
Benatar is the shit, man.
Hey, Pat Benatar is unfun. Joan Jett.
Ah.
No.
That's kind of right. That's actually right. Now I think about it.
No comparison.
Pat Benatar is unfun. Joan Jett.
Yeah, unfun. I like Pat Benatar though.
Now I'm all sad now because
she go hard. She go hard in the paint though.
You know what's interesting though? I like having you on the podcast, and we decided against a live show because apparently somebody can't hold their liquor in the middle of Pat Benatar's
house. It's a bit embarrassing though to see you.
Bullshit! I look good shirtless.
Anytime you see a grown man with his nipples out in public, and he not
love the chub, baby. Love the chub.
Not just the chub, your nipples.
Oh man,
nipples. Female nipples are different, but man nipples are a little inappropriate.
I don't know what you're talking about. I look good. I make enough money to look just like this. Yep. I look good. See?
See, Rick Ross messed it up for y'all.
No, he didn't. He gave me hope.
No, hear me
he
out.
Gave me hope.
Rick Ross gave me confidence.
No. That's what I'm talking about, man.
He introduced male to me.
Staying in shape is a young man's game.
You know,
staying in shape is a young, broke man's game.
See,
fuck that. I make enough money to look exactly like this.
See, I can do the pecs, but I can't do man titties. I can't do man titties. Like, there's something wrong with man titties to me. It's like you should not have the curvature of a tit. So, therefore, keep your shirt on.
Well, look. We will have this conversation in the car. Not for the
you
iTunes.
You don't have man titties. It's inappropriate.
All I'm saying is, this is why I like having you on the show. Like a little, like a balance, counterbalance thing. Because, well, honestly, your first time on the show, we were reminiscing. You know, sometimes we do like a minuscule amount of show prep. Like very little. Like we got guests here. Like
Sam,
we got John Stevenson.
We got
a bunch of guests in the room
prep.
Right now.
Sam, we do a lot of show prep. This is show prep.
Well, there you go. It's show prep. But either way, one of the things about that is you know, the how we disagree. And one of the things that actually your first time on the podcast was an argument.
It
was an argument. I was talking about the podcast, and it always comes back to buying a fucking dog. I'm not against dogs. I like dogs. PetSmart is a sponsor.
Look, Sam.
But at the end of the day,
let's explain something to the people. Now,
it started with that fucking Sarah McLachlan commercial.
I do not want a rescue dog. I applaud people that get rescue dogs. I, however, do not want a dog with a half of a calf, a missing eyelid.
Thank you.
I prefer not to have that type of dog. There's too many problems. I don't have money like that to be taking care of a dog that needs chemotherapy. I don't have the type of time. Now, what I do want is just a cute little boxer or a lab.
I'm not trying to do it.
Well, why'd you show me? Why'd you wake me up at like 2 in the morning and show me that sad ass commercial?
Sarah McLachlan be pulling at your heartstrings with them commercials. I should not be in my bed crying for a dog that ain't mine.
Well, that's your fucking fault. I was sleeping good. Look, here it is. Here's how I look at it.
The song, In the Eyes of the Angel.
Look, here it is. With this whole thing, with the whole Sarah McLachlan and the ASPCA thing, they fucked up. That's what it is. Because me personally, I like dogs. Whatever. I like animals. But at the same time, you're not going to win me over with that commercial because I just plain don't give a fuck. I already see how Sarah McLachlan gets down. Sarah McLachlan's a fucking liar.
But have you noticed, though, all the dogs that they show... All of the dogs that they show, they're all missing a leg, a toenail.
Have you ever seen the fucking dog Sarah McLachlan got? She got fucking Lassie on her lap.
Beautiful, golden-coated Labrador. Her dog is nothing ever wrong
with my God. Sarah McLachlan.
She had a dog with the mucus running from the eye.
No, bullshit. On her lap, she had fucking Rin Tin Tin. Did you see that commercial? Like
she had Lassie. She had
Beethoven. Like, she trying to sell me a dog with pink eye and shit. And then, like, they moved the camera back to her. And they were like, it's in the eyes of the angel. And she's, like, stroking Cujo. Like, you too could have a dog. Look, fuck that. I want your dog. I don't want the dog you're trying to sell me. See, this is where they fucked up. See, this is what's stopping you from getting a dog, because
I don't want it.
Oh my God, they totally fucked up. See, let me rewrite the commercial because I know who buys dogs. Guys between 18 and 40, somebody who needs some companionship, someone who has some type of, you know, disposable income. Let it be me. Fuck Sarah McLachlan, man. I'm getting Dave Grohl from the fucking Foo Fighters. Off the top. All right, here's how my commercial will go. All right, check this shit out. Check this out.
Take the picture, please.
Close your eyes.
No.
Check this out.
No.
All right, we open in on a house. Like, it's like pitch black dark.
Okay.
And then, like, the house. And then you see a guy, like, breaking into this fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, one by one, by the Foo Fighters start playing. And, like, he thinks he's the only one who hears it going, boom, 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 boom. And then, like, the guy who's breaking in the house is, like, looking around, like, what the fuck is this? Because, like, you know, all he's hearing is, like, the opening chorus to Foo Fighters, like, boom, 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 boom. And then he's like,
I'm more upset that you know Foo Fighters songs.
Because it's the shit. Dave Grohl's the shit. Stay with me.
Right,
but anyway, they're like, boom, 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 boom. And then, like, the guy who's breaking in the house is like, what the fuck is going on? And then all of a sudden, like, a rock wallet with an eye patch just comes in. And then the song just kicks the gear. It's like, all my life I was looking for something.
You know
that would be the shit. And then, get this shit. Like, You think I'm done? No, the commercial's still fucking going. Like, why does Rockwilder's like gnawing this dude who broke into the house? You see like this three-legged boxer. This boxer's like walking down the street and like it looks at the house where the guy's breaking in, but it's breaking down the street. Then it looks to his right, and then you see like a house totally on fire. And then like the boxer looks up, and you know how dogs like get the big ears and their ears goes up because they got heightened senses and shit. I'm not a fucking scientist. But either way, like the dog looks over in the house and then like he sees a baby. He sees a fucking baby on the top floor. On the top floor, he sees a baby. And then what this dog does, all of a sudden you see Hero kicks in gear. Hold on. We'll fucking save that. Watch this. Like you see the boxer sees the baby, and the baby, it just all on three legs, it just galloping to save the baby. And then all of a sudden, like, Hero starts playing, and then, like, it breaks through the window from the front side, like, there goes my hero.
I need you to get on right note.
Watch him as they go. And then, like, hold on, wait. You know that quiet part at Hero where, like, the fucking instrumental play, like, boom, 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 and then, like, it rescues the baby, and then it kicks right back again, like, there goes my hero. Bleeding all the best. Y'all know the fucking words. But either way, after that, like, then we're like a minute and some change into the commercial. We finally see Dave Grohl.
Right?
Finally.
This is the longest commercial I've seen in my life.
Bullshit. Like, I will buy a dog right now. See Dave Grohl.
Buy me a dog. That's what it takes.
Hold up. You know what? I think I'm losing the crowd a little bit. I need a little help. We finally see Dave Grohl with like
I'm asleep.
He has a bull mastiff with like no tail. And like all of a sudden, he just looks over and then he looks at the camera like, is someone getting the best of you? And then guess what song is playing? Okay, for a little audience participation. Hey, I got it. Audience participation, I need you guys to close your eyes and think about the cutest dog you've ever seen in your life. Y'all ready? Alright, go.
I've got another confession.
Oh, shit! I'm no fool. Y'all know the words. Everyone's got their chains, too. What's up? It's Blake. Are you going to be abused? Is someone getting the best of you? Love you, baby. Go, I saw you. Is someone getting the best of you?
Alright.
Oh my god. If that doesn't fucking sell a dog, I don't know what will.
But you know what sell a dog better?
If that doesn't sell a dog, I'm ready to buy a dog. I got $20 right now.
We need more than that to get the kind of dog I want.
Bullshit! If that dog saved a baby.
I'm gonna need you to do me a favor. If you're gonna sing songs, I'm gonna need you to be on key, okay?
I'm not Dave Grohl. I'm not Dave Grohl. That's all I'm saying.
You're embarrassing me.
I'm not Dave Grohl. That's all I'm saying. I'm not Dave Grohl. Why are you holding me to the same standard of fucking Dave Grohl? Like, he's in like 40 some odd bands.
Yo, your 2-year-old sings this song. Our 2-year-old sings this song every day.
Shit, I'm looking for another Provine album.
Why can't you?
All I'm saying. You're not giving up on this dog thing, are you?
No, I'm not. And we're going to get a dog. You're just going to come home one day and it's going to be a dog there. Now, who is that?
No!
Sam, meet Cujo. Cujo, meet Sam. This your daddy. And that's just that.
All right, first of all, you're not going to trick me with a dog. Some dog that has, like, PTSD, that's been abused by his other dogs. So, like, see, that's what you're doing right now. You're going to get a dog, and you're going to do that thing where it bonds with you all day.
Okay.
And then, like, it gets your scent, and it loves you, and I come in there.
Smell my palm.
Bullshit. I walk in from work. And then the dog wants to attack me, and I gotta like run in the corner and show the dog my name is on a fucking DTE bill because I live there too. Like, I don't need that. No, you're not doing it. Okay.
I didn't say I want a pit bull.
We're going to politely. This is what's been going on the whole time of the podcast.
Okay.
It is. And I got to be honest with ourselves here. I don't think this debate, and I'm using air quotes, are going to end anytime soon. I'm still not getting a fucking dog until Dave Grohl does those commercials.
All right,
but here's what we're going to do. Here's what we can do. Want to introduce our next guest?
Go ahead.
This is my boy. This is my pal. This the guy who...
That's your boy.
Ew, shit, why you hating on him, man? Why you hating on him? Because this dude walks the line. He walks between two podcasts. This motherfucker getting two checks tonight. You know that?
I don't know.
Like, for real.
I'm still waiting on my first check.
Okay. And I am going to... I am going to take a sip. And
I got credit. I got the checkbook. I'm just saying. I can write myself a check whenever I feel like it. It's just the principle of the thing.
I was going to ask a question. I just don't know how to ask this question now. No, now it's all awkward and shit. Want to introduce him? Like, this is weird. Like, I was about to ask a question. Like, did you want to introduce him?
Go ahead. That's
well, that's you.
Oh, okay, you want me to do it?
Well, we got to do it in Sam Show Nation fashion where...
Okay, I didn't write...
Two real...
But, wait,
look.
In all
seriousness. In all seriousness.
Wait, I can't. Okay,
In all seriousness.
Okay.
Because this is my man.
Okay, I wait.
Two real credits, one fake credit.
All right.
Tell me when you're ready.
Our next guest is a regular on the Just Talk With Sam podcast. He can be heard every week on the Real Sports podcast. And recently he reprised his role as Cousin Jeff in the Straight to Red Box classic, Gladys and the Groovy Grandma. Ladies and gentlemen, Ike Allison Lewis Jr., the third Esquire. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stand a little taller. All right. No, everybody stop laughing. That's not funny. Everybody stop. Stop laughing. Seriously. It looks like I'm laughing. I'm not really laughing. I'm nervous. Everybody stop laughing. I'm not really laughing. See? I'm not really laughing. Seriously. Stop laughing. Joan, I'm looking at you. Stop laughing. Seriously, we got to do it again. You want me to do it?
I'm doing the end part again. Everybody.
One more time, for real. Stop laughing. I see you. Stop laughing. All right.
Ike Allison Lewis Jr., the third Esquire.
So 5 years.
5 years.
5 years. 5 years.
First and foremost, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
I'm happy for you.
What can I say? It's a lot of, you see my board here, it's a lot of buttons, and I gotta say, I kinda messed up.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of messed up.
Yeah, I knew you was going to mess kinda up.
You know what? Look, in all seriousness.
No, all seriousness. You was a motherfucker.
All right, look.
Because you going to mess up on purpose.
Okay, look. We may... what you drinking on?
A bunch of shit. I have no idea.
Hold on, JBZ? I don't know what he's drinking. Could you give him a pint of it? Because I feel... You know, actually give him what I have. Give him a little bit, you know, because, you know... Small one. Come on, man. I ain't fucking that bad. I mean, like...
You see how you do? family?
But all I'm saying is, look, we, in the 5 years of this podcast, may or may not have ruined a lot of stuff you like.
Yeah.
Like absolutely. That intro.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got Alexa working on... Actually, hold on. Audience participation, Juan. I know she's listening because she had to dip. She gave us the Irish goodbye a little bit.
Yeah.
On three, we're going to say, hey, Alexa. All right, you guys ready? Mainly because, well, I know she's listening because, like, her job is, like, to journal all the shit we talk about. She has the worst fucking job in the world. And, ready? 1, 2, 3. Hey, Alexa! All right! Now that we got that shit out of the way.
Wait a minute.
All right, now that we...
My boy just walked in the door.
Well, yeah, BK. Hey. He's a podcast veteran himself.
My boy just walked in the door. I respect that. Hey.
Oh, man.
What's up, brother?
It would have been
man's right there.
You know, it would have been up if he would have walked in like 5 minutes earlier. Like it would have been like real fucked up.
It would have been hilarious.
But check this. Like what we was getting at, we have ruined a lot of stuff for you. Like
yeah,
the list,
yeah, absolutely.
We have ruined Rick Fox.
Yep.
We have ruined Scotch for you. We've ruined Scotch. Seal. The musical artist Seal.
That was your own fault. Yeah.
All right, look.
Absolutely. What's wrong with
you? We're just listing the things we've ruined for Ike. And yeah. I got to be honest. I'm sorry. I don't know. Look, I'm not fully fucking responsible. I would like to say it's a 80-20 thing.
Okay. You're
80 your way, 20 my way.
No, not at all.
80-20. 80-20.
No, not at all.
You're right. 90-10. 90-10 your way.
I'll give you like 100%.
Flat. All right, but look.
I'm going to have to go with Ike on that one, though.
Okay, look. I don't understand how now you jump back on Mike and now.
Yeah, that was a phone call. I'm going to be real. What's
now,
the phone call?
Okay, well, here's something interesting. Believe it or not, that is not my first musical faux pas.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have made mistakes. Sometimes, all right, I'll give you a story.
Oh, geez.
Actually, here it is. Like, you know, you walked the line. You talked about, you know, hey, Ashley, she's here. I'm very embarrassed. But anyway, you know, he was talking about, like, getting married and selling down and roots and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have done that. And one of the things, I'll give you a story where I can at least talk about my own self, where I think it was a little after we got together. It was a little after I married my wife. And sometimes you want to be cool and, like, do new stuff because you got a new partner.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the story, don't you?
All right, unfortunately. See,
wait. We didn't even introduce my man.
We'll get to that. Well, give me a second. Let me just put this in there. My idea of spicing things up is what? Lingerie. That's my idea of spicing things up, right?
Oh, Sam,
you out here rocking lingerie, bro?
Well, no,
I'm talking about for me. That's my idea of spicing it up.
Oh, okay.
See,
okay.
Throwing a little baby oil in the mix.
Oh, baby oil.
So we was doing some stuff. You may want to walk away. You may want to walk away from this.
And I'm going to walk away from I'm grown.
Because we didn't introduce you. Fuck it. BK's on the mic.
Yeah. Special guest, huh?
So either way.
You want to sprinkle a little bit?
Throw
a little salt up here.
Here's what my wife was getting into. She was saying, like, stuff, like,
is
spice things up. She was saying.
Can I have that mic?
Well, that mic doesn't work. That we found that.
I just started when hooked up because I wasn't here.
Well, that's what we're talking about. The whole fact is.
What you
either way,
we'll
get into it. So, like, after spicing things up, my wife wanted to do, like, some cosplay. So
it's role play. It ain't cosplay.
Role play, cosplay, whatever play.
I'm not going to dress up like Sailor Moon or none of them hens hat people.
Are we talking about sex?
See, that's why I wanted you to at least hear what's happening before you get out.
I'm just asking the question. Are y'all talking about sex?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm
sex.
In now. Okay,
wait,
I know what's going on.
Way to derail this entire show.
I just got here.
I'm sure I was.
We know.
Can we smoke in here?
No.
Oh, all right.
So, all right. This whole thing about cosplay and role play. So she was like, "Come at me, be a conqueror, be a champion."
No, I wanted you to rape fantasy.
So no, see, this is what she was
I
talking.
I want him to be a burglar and come in the house.
Oh, you can't talk about revisionist history after it happened.
I got a rape fantasy, a little bit, just a little bit of one, just.
So this is what happened.
Curious, just to try it out.
So this,
what it's
so
like.
This is a real story. This is a real story. So this is what happened.
I got a little bit of a
rape fantasy. A real story.
She said, "Come and be like a champion, be a conqueror," and I'm like, "A couple jacket coats into it."
No, I said, "I want you to be a cat burglar in the rape fantasy."
I heard conqueror and champion.
What the
That's
fuck?
What I wanted.
See,
I just woke up right quick.
I've heard this before. She wanted him to be. No,
I heard play. Champion.
Sam heard champion. She said cat burglar.
So here's what I did. So here's what I did.
I've been knowing this man all this time. I'm almost positive that's what he heard.
Right.
I heard champion. And when I heard champion, I say it's about 11 o'clock at night. Turn those lights down low. I said, get in the bed, baby. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. I got this.
You said that.
So I said, I got this.
No, I ain't say that shit.
Bullshit.
Hell no.
And I'm,
nah,
and I'm still paying shit. For it because I set the mood music out. She was in the bed. She said, come on in here. I turned that music on. It was not the music she think. Like I said, it's not my first musical faux pas.
You expect a Marvin
Hey, I hope they put that bullshit Sade on.
Oh, no. See, this is what you get for being late. This is what you get for
No. See. Yeah. Oh, you was there. You remember.
All right.
Well, Sade ain't never been about no bullshit.
Now. Oh, no.
Listening, but
no. This is how I know you never put Sade fucking no, roots down. Because you shouldn't know Sade.
Sade be saying.
Look, Sade. I'll put it to you like this. Sade ain't your first, second, third, tenth fucking choice.
Lovers rock or be damned, motherfuckers. Lovers rock. Yeah. But either way, here's what I put on.
All right now.
For my wife. This is where I fucked up. I put on because she wanted a champion. I said, I'll give you a champion, baby. Here you go.
Come on, Kanye.
Oh, this nigga here.
Here you go.
Wow.
Y'all don't feel that?
No, I don't.
Oh, this is a goddamn champion, right? She said be a fucking champion.
Hey, Sam.
I said be a champion.
Hey, the real sports show was before. This.
I know. She said champion. Be more specific.
I don't know how much specific a burglar is.
Right, you.
And how you got
exactly. How is your guy champion?
You tell your wife to be more specific. She said cat burglar.
She said champion. I heard her, champion.
And you heard conqueror and champion.
I heard champion. This is not a champion.
You could play the Conan Barbarian music.
And you know what? In all seriousness, this room is full of Judases because we're all from Detroit and we know what the fuck this is. Like we all know what the fuck this is. This is a goddamn conquering champion. Thus the whole
is this the sex music during?
No, I walked in the room where it was like do. Hold on. This is how I walked in the room.
Sit
I walked
down.
In the room. It was a real quiet. It was. Oh yeah. Hold on. This is. Oh yeah. You know I had my beater on, had my drawers on, had my silk drawers on.
What?
Slipping and sliding.
Oh yeah. Is it lined up?
Nah. I believe Sam had on silk drawers.
Oh yeah.
I believe
silk it. Red it. Drawers on. Just, you know, no. Chicago.
Sam had on the silk red drawers.
Tasha, Sam say. Tasha.
Like this. I was
Tasha says,
he's sitting here acting like he can play ball.
You mean to tell me the 93? The same
said he had on a silk wedding dress.
Oh man, I was sexy, goddammit. I was sexy.
He could have just wore what?
He
could have
just wore a little booty short pissing outfit if he was gonna do
so
all
not,
that.
Nigga, you got a
booty. All you goddamn Judases, because we're from Detroit. And we know the fucking song. You know what? I don't want to hear shit because everybody knows the fucking song. Like, if everyone would have looked at me like, I don't know what the fuck that is. Like, then and only then, I'm going to ask
everyone. From what I understand.
We stand in Detroit and we know.
And his mind.
We knowing what the song is ain't the issue. That's not the issue.
That's a champion. That is a goddamn champion. That's a six-time champion.
My man is a little different.
That's not a champion sex zone.
Shit, you want to be like Mike? All right.
I don't give a fuck what that nigga do in his room.
Right.
Well, he got six championships.
I don't care what that nigga do in his bedroom.
What the fuck is wrong with Sam?
So All I'm saying is this. It's not my first musical faux pas.
This nigga just rubbed my shoulder.
I got a screw loose up here.
Oh, shit.
Like,
what the fuck?
With me.
What the
Here's
fuck?
It's the rape fantasy. That's hey, something wrong with me.
Hey,
we need to be able to smoke while we talk.
All right.
I'm right.
You want your rape fantasy? Let me put some in your drink. I'll be Bill Cosby.
Don't you talk about Cosby. Don't you talk about Cosby.
Everybody bad on Cosby.
Don't you talk about Cosby.
I'm asleep. I'm not saying nothing else.
Don't you talk about him.
No, but here's something cool that I do.
There's nothing remotely sexy about Bill Cosby.
So now, all right. So now, what we do now, she has to, like, walk me through this shit from here on out.
Walk you through what, nigga? What are you talking about?
The romance.
Give me a goddamn mic. Give me a goddamn
mic. No. I asked you that because I want to be clear about what it is your wife has to walk you through.
All right. Actually.
Fix it now. Fix it. What is your wife walking you through with your grown ass?
You want to get it?
Yes. I think it'd be better if your wife talked.
The okay. whole romance, the romance part, the sex part is cool. It's the part that's leading up.
It's the building up to it. Okay, that makes most sense.
So now I had to
over what it was you probably was going to say.
Basketball music before sexy time.
But now, one thing I have
done. I knew you was going to say something smart.
One thing I have done
what
is.
Do you want me to say?
No, I want you to say just that. Because
I'm working out a little bit.
He was about to go up 9-4.
Give me your goddamn mic, nigga.
I know. You was about to talk. You was about to say some shit that didn't know
about. Hold on. We got other people coming. All right. But either way, one thing we have done is I fix it because now my wife, she really likes Matthew McConaughey. So, like.
Who is that?
Give me a goddamn mic.
Adam Lincoln.
Give me here.
Lincoln commercials.
Got Lincoln commercials?
Wait. So now. Hold on. Wait.
New commercial. Okay.
I just love driving a Lincoln. A
little bit of both.
That shit.
That's a good question there, brother.
Yes, it is. We got a nice little party.
So now what I do now, you know, sometimes to test the water so I don't have a monumental mistake like that, I kind of like, I can do, all right, I know I'm oversharing a lot on this podcast, but I do a marginally well Matthew McConaughey impression.
No, you don't.
How the fuck you know what's going on in my bedroom? You listening? Getting tips? You get tips?
What the fuck? What is he talking about?
Hey, we got a big bedroom. We can do a lot in there.
Up top. All right.
Hey, let me get this straight.
Hold on.
I got it.
Can I just interject?
Go interject right quick.
Of course, the bedroom of the married person is undefiled. Ain't nobody arguing that. I'm saying, now, do you say you good, when you say you do a good Matthew McConaughey impression,
yeah,
that's in a marginally well McConaughey impression of what?
You put that on so you can hear yourself.
Yeah, of what?
No, sometimes I just talk like him.
You just do it.
All right, sometimes, you know what? I happen to have the Lincoln commercial right here.
No. Watch this.
I don't know what
you're saying. Stop right the hell now, nigga. Stop, nigga.
Self.
But if Tasha like it, I love it. No, that's a lie. That's a fucking lie. But still.
You know something?
No. You know what? Tasha, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with you. You were probably very well sane.
I didn't know.
Intellectual, intelligent person before you met my friend.
Never thought about it.
But it never came to fruition until you became Mrs. McClain.
All right.
Man, this is some good crown roll.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right.
No, you know what? Let me do it right now.
What you drinking?
Hold on. Let me do it right now. I'm going to look my wife right in her eyes. I'm going to tell her how much I love her and how much I care. Watch this. Hey, shut up. You're messing with my conjugal. Now, shut up. Do that to my mic.
This ain't the crib.
Here it is.
Yes, baby.
Yeah. I really love my wife, man. I like looking at her eyes. When I look into those eyes, that's like unconditional love staring right back at me, you know.
Well,
maybe one condition, you know what I mean.
Hey, shut
really
up, y'all
wish
fucking
she was sweatpants to bed. Yeah, them sweatpants, man. I understand she stay in Michigan and she trying to keep warm. But some nights, I'm trying to be cool.
If
you know
what
I mean.
Sexy to nobody else, it's sexy to me.
Who the fuck was that talking?
That's my baby. That's just my baby.
That was him?
I sure did.
If I get a Lincoln out the deal, I'm happy. I'll take a Lincoln.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Is it? What? All I got to do is just look. All I got to do is look and, you know, the Lincoln music just start playing. You want me to sell you a Lincoln?
Hell no, motherfucker.
Hey, he already got ears in my bedroom.
What the fuck?
Hey, Ike, let's ruin something else for him. Let's ruin Lincoln's for him. Fuck it. Hey, Ike.
No.
What the fuck?
Man, I just got that whole thing about the Foo Fighters and the dogs and everything. I think that'd be pretty cool if Dave Grohl did those commercials. But you know what would be even cooler? If Dave Matthews had a vibe. Like that song, Trippin' Billis.
Big bro.
Or maybe that Robert Randolph and the Family Band. But that whole thing about I need more love every day. That'd be the coolest. Cause, nigga, this, you know, shit is gay. People loving people. Those are coolest people in the world.
Y'all make everything gay.
Know what I mean?
Cause it ain't you. Cause this is what he fucked
right,
you on.
Alright, alright. That's JK living fast. So just keep on living.
Turn this shit off.
I don't even know what the fuck you're saying. This motherfucker wanna put some whispering shit on to some dudes. What the fuck?
Hey, but in all seriousness, look, hold on. If you don't mind, we got, because we didn't expect you coming, because you said you was going to be late. We got a special guest coming. We got somebody else coming.
Jermaine?
I want to do the honors. You know how we do it.
I don't.
Two fake, really? Just read, just fucking read the paper. Shit.
I don't.
And all you have to do is say, yeah.
I did my job last hour. Get the fuck out of here.
Give me the paper.
Jesus Christ.
Let me read the paper. I'll read the paper.
No, go fuck yourself.
I'll read the paper.
It is.
Sports podcast.
Look at them boys. There they go.
All right, real sports aside.
Hold on, wait. We got a special guest coming.
I think the police.
Our final guest of the evening is also coming off the heels of releasing her album, Get Me. That can be found on Amazon.com via SoundCloudNation.com or at www.cocomusic.com. She will be headlining Howard's Club H in Bowling Green, Ohio on Friday, April 10th. Lastly, she could be found stalking Bonnie Raitt outside the bushes of her Michigan summer home. Everybody, Maggie Coco!
I'm in love with the Coco. I'm in love with the Coco.
Come on, break it in. Break it in.
I'm in love with the Coco.
Who is not in love with the Coco?
Because when I first heard this, I started posting it on my own page. And people were like, what the hell? And I was like, no, seriously. Everybody should be in love with the Coco.
Hold on. He's not talking about that type of white girl. He's talking about the other white
I know.
Girl.
No, hold on. But here's another thing.
This is a better type of white girl right here.
All
right,
Mac, you've been listening. Quite honestly, how's it going?
I'm okay. All right.
5 years.
5 years.
5 years. You know what? Before I do this.
You do anything, I have something for you.
Oh, please.
In the arms of the angels.
I'm still not buying a fucking dog.
Can we get a dog now?
I am not buying a fucking dog.
From this stockhold.
Do you?
Can we get a dog?
I can see you thinking about it. The wheels are turning.
I know.
The wheels are turning. I tell you what. Thank you.
I'm still not buying it. Hold on. Wait. Before we get into, all things Maggie Coco, I kind of got it. I understand we're on 9 Mile and Woodward, but I got to keep that hood pass alive.
Oh, whatever.
All right. One more time, mainly because I put this here. We got to keep the hood pass alive. Maggie, please, God, do not sing this part. Check your phone, do whatever. Neil, stop her. Here it is.
Baking soda. I got baking soda. Baking soda. I got baking soda.
That's it. All right. Here's what you're saying. Every black guy in here was just like, yes. Every black guy in here was like, fuck yeah.
No. I want a picture of her face over there because this is not a yes face. That was a what the hell is wrong with you face.
I got it.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. It is not only because I am white that just
cocaine.
Went.
Okay. I've got a short figure now, but I've never heard it. It ain't the type of white girl we know. It's the other white girl.
See? Where we go. We're good. North and south of 8 Mile. Up top, baby. Okay. Maggie, Neil.
You got to
Neil, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
I've never seen a person ready to go so fucking bad. No, I'm fucking with you. But, like, welcome to the 5 years. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. They do crack.
You are technically one of the newer tiers of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And, you are brand spanking new.
Yeah, I just brought him today. We pulled him out of work for this.
Oh,
really?
No.
Yeah, well, he was happy to do it.
Really?
You hate your job that much?
Really?
Oh, my God.
Like, I can think of, like, so many other places to be right now.
No. Please, Neil, tell them about your job.
I am a professional dildo salesman. I work at Spencer's.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, never mind.
So you said Spencer's Gifts?
Yeah. So you sell all the almost erotic stuff.
I was just there the other day. Why do y'all have those little vibrators on the front.
They're not vibrators. They're wand massagers.
Wand massagers. Like, why? This ain't.
You know, I've been questioning that since we got them like that, and corporate was just like, put the dildos on the counter. And I was like, okay, if you
that's
want the dildos on the counter.
Have you seen the video about the dildo soap?
I have not seen
it. I have not seen that shit either.
A soap molded out of the shape of a penis.
What?
It's a glycerin soap.
Is that to clean
your
penis?
So when you go wash your hands, you're just like this on the soap and wash your hands. It is the most weirdest thing ever.
All right, for the record, before we...
Look up the dildo soap when you get home.
For the record, I love Real Sports Podcast. Do you understand there's a fucking huge difference now? Like, I heard you over there. You were like, I love Real Sports. I'm like, there's a fucking huge difference. But, Neil, either way, dildo soap. Back to you.
I just work at Spencer's. That's what I do. I sell dildos in the daytime, and I play guitar at nighttime. That's kind of my life.
Speaking of your guitar player, dude, you guys got gigs going up. Please feel free to plug yourself.
Hashtag shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plug right here.
Shameless plug. Speaking of hashtag shameless plug, I was at the Heart concert last night, and you mentioned Joan Jett, and nothing against Joan, but she pales in comparison to Heart. When they play,
do we tell the story?
God.
Oh, I love it.
Like, here it is.
Her voice is like, she has like five octaves. It's like crazy.
I'm a little skewed.
And it's all chest voice. I'm like, holy shit.
I'm a little skewed a little bit on Heart.
Okay.
I love Heart. Don't get me wrong. Anne and Nancy are awesome, but they did kind of like play us to the left on the goddamn interview.
A little bit.
Like, oh my God. They gave us the like, ooh-wee Heisman, get the fuck away from us.
Oh, really?
No, they didn't do that. Here's the thing.
I take it personally.
My job is...
I am hurt, goddammit!
I reach out to a guest. I reach out to people to get guests.
Okay.
I send emails to publicists. That's what I do.
Okay.
So, when I'm doing
We're not shit-talking hard. It's just
when I
hurt.
Get stuff back, oh, you know, I'm a sorry. Lot of the... when I get stuff back, what I got from Anna Nancy's publicist was that they don't interview before a show because they try to save their voices. I understand that. He felt a little salty. But I sing myself, so I understand that you need your voice. Some people don't like, especially they're up in age. So we were offered to, I sent a message to Joan Jett's people. We didn't get Joan Jett. They said, interview Tommy the drummer.
We got the drummer.
Who the H is Tommy the drummer?
All right, first of all, hold up. We got a live crew here. Can I ask a question? We all know Joan Jett. We love Joan Jett. Because any one of us, they're a fucking Blackheart. Anyone here. I will buy your next drink if you can name me a fucking Blackheart. Just one.
Who can name a Blackheart?
Anybody?
All right, dear. You see how quiet
this
is. That's a good tip.
Exactly.
But and then it was like,
so
you interview one of the Blackhearts. It was so interchangeable.
But we've had much better guests. We had
one of the Blackhearts. We don't care which one.
I know, cool.
Why would I settle for a drummer?
I know, cool. All right, here it is. I may seem a little salty. I may seem a little salty.
Okay.
I may feel. See, I'm in Kanye mode right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, like, it's going to go away. Like, remember what we talked about earlier, like, five Jack and Cokes.
I'm waiting. You said six, so I'm waiting.
No, that's Angry Sam. Five Jack and Cokes is that weird Pat Benatar singing.
Okay.
Like, we are young. When you paying attention? Like, I can do that. Like, I'm not as good as you. You get out there and you sing in the arms of an angel.
With karaoke, the worst, like, the if you are awful, you are the best at karaoke. You are winning.
Up top.
Exactly. Anytime you are winning at karaoke. Anytime I try my best, I suck at karaoke.
We are fans of one of the local karaokeers at our bar.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
you can name drop. It's totally cool.
Hole in the wall bar. This girl named Helen who goes there.
Okay.
And
she sounds fun.
Oh my God, this woman is fun. Holy crap.
Does she
crap.
Wear the mom jeans?
Mom jeans, mom haircut. She knows everybody's name. If she hasn't met you, she will assault you. Like, call them all. She's got these giant boobs that she just, like, suffocates you with. And you're like, I don't know you. And she'll suffocate you and then make you go up and sing a duet with her. And she has no sense of pitch.
I'm down with it.
See, here's the thing. There's this app on Android and this app on iTunes. It's called Sing.
Okay.
It's a karaoke app. Now, if you go through and you listen to the people singing the songs, you can, unless you buy the pack, you can sing, you have to sing with other people.
Okay.
You go through and listen to them, they give you the choice of having auto-tune. These people sound terrible. Like, I'm trying to do a duet with More Than Words, And I'm like, could you please hit the harmony? Because this is irritating.
All right, first of all.
I can't do it. I just let me sing a song.
Everything they're saying sounds like
gibberish
to me.
It's like really good training, though.
You know what?
It's great training because she's nowhere near the pitch, and you're like, concentrate. Training. You are a professional. You've got this.
Hey,
you know, I'll tell her, Amanda, you are flat. I'm going to need you to shut up. You are flat. Here is your note. Get on your notes.
I love
Hold
it.
Hold on. Hey, Maggie.
That's just me. I'm crazy like that. That's what I'll tell her.
I'm going to give you a little taste. I'm going to give you a little hint. Believe it or not, you are sitting next to a four-time.
I knew it.
Four-time karaoke champion.
But you still,
I can't even compete with that.
He may be the karaoke champ, but he still cannot beat me at Guitar Hero.
Hey, say what you will. Maybe I was built to be out front. You ever thought about that? Because when I sing songs, I sing. I got to be honest. I kind of cheat a little bit. I sing songs that everyone knows. Like I will sing a song like, you know what? Oh, really? Kiss from a Rose?
I did that one in karaoke two weeks ago.
Well, I will challenge you right now, Joe.
I love that one.
No, say this is what, no. Don't lie, this is what Sam does. He sings Katy Perry songs at karaoke.
What the fuck is wrong with Katy Perry? I like Firework. You get enough of this in me? Oh, it is old like pop cold at 3:30 in the morning.
My brother.
How was that not a good song? How was
Jermaine,
it?
No, nobody's saying it's not a good song.
Shooty, our brother, he texted me like, I didn't know your husband like Katy Perry. I said,
she sung to my soul. She came in on the fucking line.
Kind of sad how much.
All right, first of all, damn, look, real sports.
Was
they didn't touch this, but this is the only time a lion would be in Super Bowl with Katy Perry's fucking riot. But she came in there. That was cool.
It looked weird.
And then she did fireworks at the end.
Okay, but she started with the lion, the big lion. There was no place to go but down. She progressed from big, giant, metal creature to dancing and beach balls.
Maggie.
Whoever did this was not thinking this through. You start with beach balls and you graduate to big, giant.
And don't let them sing American Woman. Not even one person.
First of all, Lenny Kravitz.
Not even one.
Lenny Kravitz was not needed there.
But he should have sung American Woman.
He didn't do. Look, I thought he was going to do Mama Say It. Just do anything from that album.
But she killed it. She outshined Katy Perry.
Blasphemy, ma'am.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
No, she did.
You will not talk down to Miss Perry.
That's not a talking down thing. That's a fact. She came out and killed it, and Katy Perry looked awkward and confused.
Left shark, dog. Left shark. Left shark, dog.
We challenge you. Sing your song.
This is not
karaoke
time. I'm not doing it.
He will not.
I'm not doing it.
I'll do it with you.
Look, I have sung a goddamn duff on this goddamn podcast already. I sung Pat Benatar. I sung two Foo Fighters songs. Go fuck yourself. I have sung enough.
I want to hear you two do that.
Yes, you have. Don't sing no more. Don't sing no more.
I'll do it, man. I love Seal.
Challenge accepted.
I don't have my drink on me. I left my drink on me.
I got to be honest. I am like five shots away from you, Tay. Look. God damn it, I listen to Get Me. I don't, look, I may be like, I'm not going to set myself up for failure here. Why don't I sing?
We'll just start with the chorus.
All right, what song?
Kiss from a Rose.
I'm looking
Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the grave.
Ooh,
the more I get at you, the stranger it feels,
Now that your rose is in bloom,
a light hits the gloom on the grave.
See, this is why you have an album and I don't. This is like the reason right here.
You're going to be a guest on my next album.
And you are still not on your notes.
Look.
Yeah. You have good fingers, right? Sure.
Okay, goddamn. Hey, everybody. You know what? I need to get everyone on my side again because last time I checked, my name was on the fucking door. So
just talking with Sam.
No, that makes this like it's a 5-year anniversary. Your name is on the sign, which means this is technically a roast.
I'm gonna fix it.
No, we had a roast. It was fucking horrible. It was I don't know if you saw that. I don't know if you saw that shit. It was horrible. He's a fucking afraid of light. It was crazy. You should have saw it. But hold on. Let me get everybody back on my side again.
Baking soda. I got baking soda.
Hey!
Baking soda. I got baking soda.
Everybody back? All right, cool.
Whip it through the glass, nigga.
Please don't say that part.
I'm not.
You're smart. You want to fuck it up.
I'm in love with the go-go.
There you go. All right. Because we want you to have a flourishing career. Please don't sing that part.
That song is a little ratchet. It is.
Oh, my God.
What's this Trap Queen song everybody talking about?
Hold on. Wait. Whoa. What the fuck happened to Ike?
I think.
Like, for real, like.
Oh, Ike went to go smoke. I think they feelings was hurt because they got kicked off mic.
I didn't mean to kick them off. They would just scoot the fuck over. Hold on.
I'm joking. I don't know.
Let's win everyone back with some Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
I'm starting to think that maybe Ike suspect I hit that button about Kelly Clarkson on purpose. I mean, it is a good song. I happen to like Kelly Clarkson. That whole thing about being strong, facing your adversities.
Why does he have voice
driving
over?
To Lincoln. That whole thing.
You
I like
what?
That
the
song.
Voiceovers
sometimes
are better.
You gotta poke fun at yourself. I actually heard a pretty good joke about the old Mac Man. It goes like this. What did I say when I walked into a Klan meeting? All white. You know, that type of stuff just rolls right off your back, man. Just JK living. Keep on keeping on. And don't let nobody stop you. Just keep living.
JK living. Just keep living. It's funny. We were talking about Ike and he just walked right back through the door. I mean,
hey,
like,
Ike.
He's back. So, I mean, we're all having fun here, but in all seriousness, wow, what didn't we talk about in the last? That was an hour, believe it or not. Like,
whoa, we've been on for an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. No, I mean, like, it's 5 years. We got Neil, who may or may not be here. How you enjoy yourself?
I'm enjoying myself, man. I brought my sister out tonight.
Same sister. She was the one we talked about on our podcast.
Yeah, when I was on your podcast last, Lauren, who's the youngest, I've got three sisters, was getting her wisdom teeth removed. And if she had gotten home from the doctor in time, I totally would have brought her because that would have been really funny.
Okay, well, she would fit right in line with us because we're nothing but drunks and we sit around in front of mics.
But see, that laughing gas type of high, that's a different type of high.
We've been drinking.
That's
how
you don't want to come off of too quick. We really don't.
You know what? I'm going to try this one more time, and I'm going to get it right.
Okay.
I'm going to get it right. All right. Now, Maggie, look. I love my wife. Wedding ring aside. But I want to look Maggie right in her eye. You ready?
Is this going to happen?
You ready? Hold on.
I won't blink.
Watch this. I got powers.
You
got
to bring it up.
Maggie, look at me.
Okay.
I put on lotion. I left it out.
I wonder if anybody noticed I've been trying to close this show for the last 5 minutes and just plain don't know how. I think I ran out of material and I just kind of want to get over there and drink. But before I do, I'd be much inclined to ask Miss Maggie Coco. She play a song. She had that album. It's called Get Me. Like, it's a clever title. Like, Get Me. Like the album's telling me to buy it or Get Me. Like,
shut up.
What this is all about. I don't know. We just wait on their ass. I'll just ride this thing out until then. This is JK Levin, man. Just keep on keeping up.
All right, here we go.
That was well thought out.
Now, hold on. Why we got these? Why we get these? Hold on. Did it work? Okay, good enough. I'll take it. So here's what we're going to do. Hang my book bag right there. While you guys do that, the name of the album is Get Me. CocoMusic.com. Shit, you do it. You right here.
No, man, I like watching you struggle. It's CocoMusic.com, CocoMusic.com. My newest website is the MaggieCocoBand.com. It's Maggie, MaggieCocco. Look at you. Bring out that mic like a pro.
Well, you know, I figure you.
close the show. I didn't think it was going to work. You know, sometimes my Matthew McConaughey voice doesn't work. I don't know if you
figured
that out.
I'm a female. I couldn't resist. There's no chance.
Oh, thanks for playing along. But no, in seriousness, whenever you guys are ready, go ahead and play. I have no idea what song you're going to sing. Please sing whatever.
Let's do Premonition. I had a premonition I wouldn't last tonight. He of his own volition taught me to touch the skin. Go away, stay for the night. Don't go away, stay for the night. And just his smile could thrill me. His kisses made me high. Once I was his completely, I couldn't save my love. Don't go away, stay for the night. Don't go away, stay for the night. I love you, I had to, I couldn't fight it anymore. You want me so easy, and now I'll only love you night. Hey baby, don't go away, stay for the night. Baby, please don't go home. Don't go away, stay for the night. Stay with me, stay with me. Don't go away, stay for the night. Please, please stay with me now. Don't go away.
Coco, doing it for us one more time. 5 years we are doing this. Way to close out the show.
Oh, man,
thank
my
you
pleasure.
So much. So yeah. Much for even just coming around here and sitting around with us. Oh, feel free to drink.
I love fabulous radio.
But, dude, I want to say thanks to you guys for showing up. Maggie Coco, Neil, my close personal friend, Ike Lewis Jr., the third Esquire. The guys from Real Sports Podcast, please go to realsports.com. You can hear the first part of this day of the podcast. BK on mic. Any social media information you want to give out? All right, then. Hey, Tasha, where can they find you on
social media? I'm on Twitter and Instagram at iHeartTashaMack. On Instagram and Twitter. And we should change the name of the website, right?
And I can also be found at SamShowNation.com. Anything related to the podcast, SamShow11 on the tweets, on Instagram. We are just talking with Sam. Just talking with Sam on Facebook. Thank you guys so much. 5 years. Come on, clap it up.